Hello, everyone, and good morning, Kim.
Morning, Jill. Morning, everyone.
Oh, it is our president's inaugural nation. Oh, my God, I can't even say it. Inaugural day. Oh, my gosh. Wow. Hit replay. Restart.
That's how my day's been going, actually. It's been an interesting morning so far for me. So let's see what our message is today.
Ooh.
Okay.
We're taking our sweet time. Let's just embrace this while it's coming through.
Oh, okay. Today is really about just all the internal chaos that's affecting you external. We know this. We've talked a lot about this stuff. So I'm getting image of a deer and how deers can be frightened very easily. They can be scared very easily. And they're not like hearing you. They're feeling a vibration. Wow. They're feeling a vibration from the earth, from the environment, from the movement in the air. They're feeling a vibration, okay? And they're reacting to that vibration. So a lot of times, deer, I see one like standing up and then like sprinting across the road really fast. It's like it got scared, it got spooked, and it just runs. And oh my gosh, that's funny. I see one trying to run across the road and it's slip sliding everywhere. He can't catch his balance and his hoofs are all over. And then you have the other one that bounces perfectly across the road and into the trees and like swerves right into there like it's a racehorse and it's got all these special moves to get through the trees. And you have the next one that stops and hits the trees and like, what do I do? This was funny. Yeah, this is really how a lot of people's days are going. They're like, it's just a mixture of a lot of different emotions, feelings, fears, just whatever you want to call it, that just an internal imbalance that's going on. And it could be because of who, like our presidency, how that's changing today, because some people have certain views. You have a right to have a view. Absolutely. And then there's other people that are looking at their jobs. Then they're looking at their home life. There's a lot of different things. And your environment. Yes. Right now, where we live, it's very cold out. And it's like negative 20 or something like that right now. So we can let that affect us, or we could be that swift deer and be like, okay, I have my eye on my prize and I want to get to that spot that over there feels safe. So everything around it is not being affected. It jumps very perfectly across the road, darts perfectly into the trees and moves around with the energies all around, doesn't let it affect it. And it gets to a spot where it wants to go. And then it's safe again. We have to try and do it today. It's be that deer. It just jumps through everything. Gets a spot that they feel safe.
Tune in and make the adjustment you need. Ooh. And when you need. That to me is what's a major key of what I'm hearing, Kim, is the deer aren't looking at the world and going, you need to change something.
Yeah.
They are picking up something and they're adjusting what they need to adjust.
That's, yep.
There's myriads of examples of that in nature, actually. And it's interesting that as humans, we've created somewhat of a habit and endorsed also saying to other people, like say for me, saying to you, Kim, hey, Kim, you need to change something for me.
Yeah.
Now, you can have those conversations if you want. They can get pretty tricky. Or you can just go and run across the road to the location that you want to be in or fly to clean the room.
Yep.
And go, hey, Kim, I'm over here. And if you would like to join me over here, great. And, you know, but it's just, yep. It shifts the energy. And it's so subtle, but it's beautiful. And it also makes me giggle. All the visions of the examples, I should say, of the visions you had of the deer.
Yeah.
Very funny.
I actually personally love watching deer and just their tendencies and what can kind of spook them and others, how they can become so tame by just feeding them. I mean, that's with a lot of animals too, but they can develop trust with you when you show them trust and honor, respect.
And that's like, what I think is the ultimate thing here is that you're learning to, we're encouraging people to love, honor, and trust their own tuning in, their own energy.
Yes.
Their own. Yes. Or just watch nature and let that do its work on you too, because that's powerful.
Ah, wonderful.
Yeah. Excellent. Excellent. Well, thank you.
Yes. Thank you, Jill. Thank you, everyone.
All right. Have a great day. And until next time.